Disciple only apostle, many from the righteous men have desired to see which you see and have not seen them, and to hear which you hear and have not heard them. But as for eyes for you see and your ear for they hear, may we be worthy to hear, to act according to the holy gospel, to the prayer of you. Sins.
Pray for the holy gospel.
Remember also our master, I bid us to remember in supplication, pray which offer upon to you, Lord our God, those that were faithful and asleep, repose them, those who are seeking them, for you are the life of us all, the salvation of us all, the hope of us all, the healing of us all, and the resurrection of us all.
From the heaven, the Lord viewed the earth to hear the groaning of the prisoner, to declare the name of the Lord in Zion and his praise in Jerusalem.
Alleluia.
Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, our Lord, our God, and our Savior, Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, to whom is glorious forever. Amen. Now Jesus sat at the opposite treasury and saw now that people put money into the treasury, and many who were rich put in much. And one poor widow came and threw in two mites, which made quadrants. So he called his disciples to himself and said to them, "Assuredly I say to you that this poor widow has put in more than all those who have given to the treasury. For they all put in out of their abundance, but she out of her poverty put in all that she had, her whole livelihood."
Glory be to God forever.
O
Lord Jesus Christ, only the Father, who has broken every bound of ours and through his saving life, giving, suffering, who presented the face of his sainted disciple and holy apostle, said to them, receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sin of any, they are forgiven. If you retain the sin of any, they are retained. Now also, our Master, you have given grace through your holy apostles to those who for a time labored in the priesthood in your holy church, to forgive sin upon the earth and to bind and to lose every bond of iniquity. Now also we ask in the goodness, lover of mankind, for your servants, my brethren, my weakness, those who bow their heads before your holy glory, dispense to us your mercy and lose every bond of our sins. And if we have committed any sin against you, knowingly or unknowingly, or through the anguish of heart, whether in deed or word, or from the vain-heartedness, O Master, who know the weakness of men, as the good one and lover of mankind, O God, grant the forgiveness of our sins. Bless us, purify us, absolve us and all your people. Fill us with your fear and strengthen us for your holy goodwill. For you are our God, and the glory and the honor and the dominion and the worship are due unto you with your good Father and the Holy Spirit, the giver of life, who is of one essence with you now and at all times and into the age of ages. Amen. Din o oh.